Conferences. Long agendas, big venues, always on your feet, barely getting to see the people that you want to see, and then, of course, the expense. Well, the three of us at Good Morning Hospitality are launching Good Morning Retreats. Our first retreat is this July 8th through the 10th at the Horst Hospitality Training School in Auburn, Alabama. If you go to goodmorningretreats.com, you'll find out more information about our first retreat that we're launching. We have already filled half the slots. We have 20 available and we have about 13 already filled. So make sure you go there, you apply, show your interest, and we'll get you all situated for our first ever Good Morning Retreat. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast. And now back to the episode.
Okay. Do you guys consider yourselves digital marketing experts?
Not at all.
Not at all.
Yeah, well, I saw you try to slide that in there. Okay, well, I think a lot of people get intimidated by kind of the whole aspect of digital marketing, especially if you're an operator, property manager, running your own business. And OTAs are the easiest, fastest way to get great visibility, millions of potential guests. So it's kind of no wonder that your direct bookings kind of get lost in the mix. It doesn't become as much of a priority. But if you want more control over those direct bookings and you don't want to be paying all those commission fees, Atlas by TravelNet might be for you. They're going to set you up with a beautiful mobile-friendly website because let's face it, we're all addicted to our phones, so it has to work on your desktop and your phone. Then they're going to set you up with your pay-per-click campaigns and a fast, secure booking engine that's going to drive all of that guest data into Track or whatever software you're using so you can build this robust database full of guest information and keep that repeat business going. So if you want more control over your brand, schedule a free consultation with the marketing experts at Atlas. You can find that link in our show notes.
Welcome to Good Morning Hospitality, your one-stop shop for the latest news, noteworthy trends, and thought-provoking discussions across the industry. From hotels and short-term rentals to all things travel and hospitality, you'll find each episode equips you with the information that you need to start your week. Join us on Good Morning Hospitality every Monday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning to our Good Morning Hospitality listeners. This is Will Slickers, one of your co-hosts of the show. And before we get into today's normal programming, we actually have a special announcement, breaking news announcement from our friends over at Operto Guest Technologies. So I'm going to let Steve Davis introduce and share what their announcement is directly here to you, the listeners and the viewers of the show. And then right after that, we're going to have Brandy Canale, our other co-host here on the show, who is the COO of Romy. She's going to actually dive into our AirDNA fact of the week. And then after that, back to normal programming, we'll introduce our guest today, Tim Rosolio, the VP of Vacation Rental Success at Expedia Group, aka Vrbo. So without further ado, let's get on to the episode.
Rolling, Steve.
Good morning, Will, Brandy, and Golden, and the entire crew over at Good Morning Hospitality. This is Steve over at Operto Guest Technologies. Hugely exciting morning for us as we announce our successful B round raise, which was a $25 million raise from Santana Growth Partners down in Silicon Valley. It marks a huge moment for our company. The other thing we're announcing this morning is the addition of Sam Shank to our board of directors. As you probably know, Sam is the founder and CEO of Hotel Tonight. And again, just marks a huge moment for Operto as we continue to scale our business and grow into the future. So thanks for your support. You guys are a huge part of our growth and we'll talk to you soon. Take care.
All right. We are heading into the prime spring break season. Spring break is in full effect here in Miami and I'm sure in the rest of Florida. So AirDNA's fact of the week fits in very nicely. Where is everybody going this year? Not a surprise, Orlando, Florida is top of the list, although they are down 12% this year, but followed closely by Phoenix, Gatlinburg, Panama City, and then Miami, fifth on the list. Very sad. And then the top five markets where demand has grown, Jersey City and Newark is number one. I guess people don't want to pay to stay into the city and they can just lie and take the train in. Followed closely by Phoenix, Minneapolis, the Hamptons, and Chicago. And another nice little fact for all the people looking for their summer homes, Cape Cod and the Hamptons are markets where the ADRs have grown the most year over year, 43% in Cape Cod and 28% in Hamptons. So I'm sure all of those homeowners are very, very happy. And so if you're a property manager and you want to get your own fun facts about what your ADRs are doing and what the demand growth looks like in your city, you can use the link in our show notes and use code GMH20.
All right. Good morning. How are we doing?
Good morning. Good to see you guys.
Happy Monday.
Did you guys survive St. Patrick's Day?
We'll see.
So I'm wearing green for a reason, keeping the trend going from the weekend, you know? Had to keep it. How about you? Did you survive?
I did. I behaved myself.
Good. I hope so.
Cold.
Yeah, getting over a cold. Fine. I had to kind of keep it low key.
Cool. Well, I'm excited about today's show. Do you guys want to hop right in?
Yeah.
Yeah. Give us give the audience, Michael, a little bit of a build up for what we're about to jump into right now.
Yeah. Our guest, I have known probably 5 years or so. We met at Focusrite 35 Under 35, and his career has taken off. So he is now the vice president of vacation rental supply at Vrbo Expedia. So without further ado, Tim Rosolio.
Good to see y'all.
Yes. Thanks for joining us. We're excited to have you.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome to be here. I've had a chance to watch some of your podcasts. It's some pretty cool content.
We appreciate the support.
Thank you.
You know, it's nice to find another fan out there.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And, you know, I go way back with Mike from, you know, sort of the old conference tour. So, you know, hopefully you won't ask any stories about, you know, anything inappropriate that happened late in the evening or anything like that. You guys would never do that.
No, that's offline. Offline.
Yeah. Yeah.
The recording button will still be on though. Yeah, it's not quite as cool as that Willie Nelson signed guitar in the background, but it is what it is.
Pretty cool. Gotta represent Austin, right?
Absolutely.
Good point. So you've been at Vrbo. You were part of the HomeAway guard, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've been at sort of HomeAway or Vrbo or Expedia Group since 2015, pre-acquisition with Expedia. So obviously seen a lot of changes in the industry and changes just with the way we operate as a company through all of that.
Some different twists and turns from focusing on or purchasing urban supply unlocks and then shutting it down. Walk us through kind of Vrbo's moat. We know you guys are really strong in vacation rentals in the US, but what's next? What are you guys looking to do to further grow the business outside of kind of the key core strength?
Yeah. So I think what we're generally obsessed with is driving great vacation rental experiences for families. And, you know, some of our competitors might sort of cast a wider net, and that means, you know, trying to focus on shared spaces or just other parts of the industry and the business. I think that what we've really doubled down on the past handful of years has been family travel. That's largely 3+ bedroom homes in leisure destinations. That's been the historical focus. Now, a lot of the work that we've been doing behind the scenes is replatforming sort of our vacation rental technology to work nicer with Expedia Group technology so that we can leverage all of the addressable market that they have. So you could think of Vrbo as a brand that's still very much focused on families, but then plugging into Expedia Group and hotels.com to try to actually drive a lot more production for what I would think of as probably largely apartments and condominiums. And then additionally, in order to really drive a larger breadth globally, we have all of these brands that we have around the world within Expedia Group, or perhaps not within Expedia Group, where we actually power supply for other brands, whether that's something like Qantas Airlines in Australia. We've had tremendous success with that with hotels, and all the pipes are built up. So I think, you know, in a nutshell, it's like Vrbo, family, Expedia Group, expand that depth and breadth of where we're relevant.
Going where the traveler is versus trying to build a funnel to send everything to one site.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a matter of power vacation rentals for not just Vrbo, but vacation rentals for all of Expedia brands and perhaps some brands that we don't own via sort of the B2B distribution pipes.
Okay. So does that, I guess that's the strategy instead of pushing Vrbo brand in Europe or in Asia, the goal is to either leverage the Expedia platform or third-party supply to sites that are already, that have traffic, that have a brand name, and you guys basically are letting them white label your supply.
Yeah, I mean, that's a way of putting it. I mean, I think there's a little bit more of a nuanced story here in that in Europe, we have brands like Fevo Direct, we have brands like Abertel. In Australia, we have Stays. We have Book a Batch in New Zealand. And these are like the Vrbo of those countries. So like, make no mistake, like, you know, we want to invest in those brands. We want people to come to those brands and also book largely like family destinations, family homes. But we want to supplement that with additional traffic, additional bookings, to really expand our business. And for somewhere like Japan, where we don't have a strong vacation rental brand, like the intent is not to spend millions and millions of dollars making Vrbo something that every Japanese person understands. The intent is to get that inventory out on Expedia.com, which is actually a very strong brand in Japan. And then additionally, work with third parties that we're probably already working with on the hotel side. And you're right, it's we can either do a white label solution where we actually build a website for them, or alternatively, we have something called the Rapid API, where we just via API go give them our inventory, which like it's a tremendous opportunity for them because like think of how much work it would take for them to collect 2 million vacation rentals, a lot of which is relatively exclusive to us. Like this is it's a pretty powerful and compelling business offering for them.
So as an urban operator, in our earlier days, we were mostly single family homes or big penthouses, and now we're mostly multifamily full buildings. And we've definitely seen a shift away from, you know, the percentage of our bookings that come from Vrbo. So should we expect that we're just going to have kind of a lesser relationship still there, but you know, we should be focusing more on Expedia as an urban operator, or in the future, do you see Vrbo putting some emphasis on urban markets?
Yeah, I think there's a potential unlock. So through all of this technology consolidation, the idea is that we will be able to actually put multi-unit inventory and sell it on Vrbo in a proper way. The history here is that on Vrbo, if you go to it today, we don't have the ability to do multi-unit clustering. Like you can't like click on one of your great buildings in Miami and we start seeing room types and rate plans and like, you know, almost like a hotel type, you know, subcategory shopping experience. And we don't have the ability to do that, which is why like it never quite flew off the shelf on Vrbo. But the idea is if you can make the technology the same for Expedia Group and for Vrbo, we'll be able to provide that shopping experience across both. And the interesting thing, I mean, like your inventory is in Miami, Brandy, like, you know, there's a lot of people on Vrbo that are looking at Miami. And mm-hmm. I bet that you have condominiums that have 2 and 3 bedrooms. And
yep.
If that's the case, like that stuff's going to sell to families. So what we're trying to do with all of this platform work in the background is we're trying to actually enable multi-unit inventory to sell properly on Vrbo. And you know, the challenge today is that on Vrbo, we don't have the ability to show clustered listings. So you don't have the ability to click on one of your buildings, Brandy, in Miami, and then show a variety of room types underneath it. And as such, like that product's never quite worked on Vrbo, at least not as well as we had hoped. And by doing all of this technology work in the background, we'll actually have the ability to do that proper multi-unit shopping experience. And by doing that, we're going to start being able to really show like 2-bedroom, 3-bedroom properties in Miami that are actually perfect for families. So we have plenty of people that are coming and looking for Miami. So like, I think through all of this technology work, you're going to start seeing a lot of, that's continuing to book on Expedia. And then additionally, you're going to start seeing Vrbo become a more proper channel for you.
Yeah. And I have to say, it's been interesting in New Orleans, that market has done incredibly well on Expedia. Like before, Expedia wasn't really something that contributed at all. It was just, you know, an OTA that we had just to have. And now we are getting like a significant amount of bookings from Expedia, especially in New Orleans. So it's interesting how that kind of plays out between the different markets.
Yeah, I think we're going to double down. We're going to double down on making the multi-unit inventory work in urban, because here's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing as true secondary home gets largely regulated out of urban markets, you really have three types of inventory. You have shared spaces. We're not going there. Primary home. In order to do that well, you really need to get the whole flywheel going of people being travelers and then they become partners. And then the third one is a largely hotel license, multi-unit inventory. And that's probably the highest quality stuff. So I think that's a big part of our urban strategy as we replatform.
Yeah, and I'll be excited about, I've did a lot of our distribution for many years. I just did my fourth PMS migration. So I would be the more, I love hearing that more money in R&D is being put into the back end, because it makes our lives a lot easier.
Four PMS migrations? That's like getting four heart transplants.
I know.
Punishment.
It's a glutton for punishment. I've overseen all four of them. This is the last one that I will do. It was, yeah.
You're back to where you started, right?
Yeah.
Tim, my very first conference that I went to was a HomeAway, I forget what you called them way back when, Summit, maybe in Atlanta. And it was a wild scene. There were people like screaming, pissed off, upset. I can't remember if it was Brian Sharples or Jeff Hurst or Carl Shepard. I can't remember who it was, but people were so pissed you're going off the subscription model and into the percent basis, right? And then last week or 2 weeks ago, we saw Brian Chesky saying, we're going to go into a subscription listing. I'm sure you saw that, but does this bring up some old memories of the good old HomeAway days when you first begun, or are you wondering what their play is over there with the subscription listing?
Well, I think there's maybe a little bit of nuance here. So first of all, like we still offer a subscription and for partners that have had subscriptions for years, you can still have that subscription. But what we don't offer is sort of tiered subscriptions that ultimately drive sort order. Like there was a time when you have a platinum subscription, you'd always be at the top. And that probably wasn't the best traveler use case for us, because we aren't necessarily having the ability to actually show the inventory that provides the best experience. So that was the story about how we really unwound tiered subscriptions, even though we do still offer a subscription for people that already have it. Then I think Chesky's announcement was more about sponsored listings. So like the idea is that on Airbnb, that I think you're going to have the ability to have a featured listing, you know, up above the normal sort fold, or you're going to have the ability to have a display ad, or you're going to have the ability to have like slot number 5 you pay for and it says sponsored. So I'm interested to see what they do with it. I think that in every dollar that you provide in terms of sponsored listings is something that is moving away from real estate that's on the page for just like, this is the best house. But it's a good way to, it's a monetization lever. As Expedia Group and as Vrbo, we still do this. We do have on Vrbo, we have display ads that will be on the right rail. And then on Expedia Group, We have travel ads, we have display ads, we have a variety of experiences that are sponsored. We try to do it in a way that is sort of not overbearing, because we don't want to sort of make our whole website sponsored. We want to make our website mostly just like the best match for the traveler, while at the same time sprinkling in the right sponsored listings with some degree of criteria that says, like, you need to be a good actor and you need to provide a great experience in order to get this real estate at all.
So is that the difference? You know, you have like the boost where you can power up your listing. So is that kind of your way of making sure that the people that can be sponsored have sort of earned the right to be at the top of the page if they're paying for it?
Yeah, I think specifically with Boost, that is an earn product. Like, by accepting bookings, by delivering great experiences, you earn Boost points. I think that these products are more pay for products. Mm-hmm. And I know on the hotel side of the business, like, if you're like constantly canceling on people, like, you're not allowed to use those pay for products. And then on the hotel side of the business, the Boost points are, that's not something they have. That's strictly something for vacation rentals.
Right.
So this is kind of a wait and see game. I mean, Booking has them on the hotel side. Sounds like Expedia has it on the hotel side. Airbnb is going to test the waters on the vacation rental side, and you guys are going to kind of sit back and wait and see how that goes for them.
I think we are definitely going to do it. And we're going to do it once all of this sort of technology work is complete in the background, so we can leverage all of the best of Expedia Group's platform and all of the best of the Vrbo platform. As a matter of fact, like, in terms of partners using travel ads on the Expedia platform, we've had a lot of success with some of the multi-unit inventory that you have, Brandy, like Sonder's an example that does a significant amount of investment with us every month in media solutions and sponsored listings. So, like, I know for that type of inventory, it works. And it'll be interesting to see, as that travel ad product is available on the Vrbo side, it will be interesting to see how that works for more traditional PMs like you, Will.
Yeah, I was going to say like a two-part question that I have for kind of Vrbo's next, I guess, product feature. I know you're talking about R&D on the back end for the technology stuff, but for the property management company that's, you know, 50 or more units, I know you guys are very bold on like family vacations in destination leisure markets, no shared spaces, which I think is actually a great differentiator or moat builder for Vrbo. What about for like operators that are just getting started in building that portfolio? Do you see like a new feature or project that Vrbo's excited about for the future in order to kind of help scale that inventory more for those type of operators versus like the urban?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a variety of different things that we've looked at for sort of growing property managers. You know, one of them that we do is we sometimes will do PMS referrals. So we actually just came out with, I believe 2 days ago, our list of elite and preferred software providers. And as people are growing their business from maybe being individual owners to being small platform property managers that are managing all of their business through the Vrbo Dash, at some point, like, that scale, it's kind of hard to operate your business, you know, clicking into each one of those things. So one of the things that we're actually pretty bullish on is trying to actually refer specific property managers into some of the elite and preferred PMS systems, one of which is Escapia, which is our own product.
Is that a sponsored listing at the top of the list, Tim? Escapia, use them.
I haven't thought about whether we're going to do that. I'm not 100% sure that would make sense for us. Yeah, I think
people might see right through that, right?
People might see right through that. I mean, for the referral thing, we recognize that Escapia is probably not the perfect fit for every single person. So we try to have a relatively unbiased opinion in terms of where we refer you. But yeah, for somebody that wants to scale to a very large size, in a state where trust accounting is a very significant factor, Scapia is probably a pretty good product.
Tim, maybe going back, and you might not have these numbers readily available, but you said Sonder does really well on the Expedia, you know, boost or sponsored listings.
Yep.
So they're paying for the sponsorship, and then they're still paying the traditional commission, right?
They pay us twice. It's an awesome product for us.
It's a great product for you.
Yeah.
What's the increase in conversions? Does it double the eyeballs they get? Does it double the conversions? What's some of the math?
Yeah, I'm very curious about this.
Yeah, I mean, as you can imagine, I'm not in a position to tell you any specific numbers, but it's very, very profitable for them, and they've continued to scale their investment. And there's a case study that is out there that speaks to how much success they've had and how we hope that can be the blueprint for others.
They've done it for a while, and they keep doing it. Got it.
Let's say if someone wanted to find that case study, do we go to Vrbo, Expedia, Sonder? Do we find one of their sites and look for it? Or
I think it's on the Vrbo website, and it's on Sonder. It was a joint press release.
Awesome. Just for the listeners and the viewers that may want to go actually look at that study.
Yeah, and I'll share it with you guys later so that you guys can post it on all your channels.
Awesome.
Cool. And Tim, you just got back from Berlin. Was it your first ITB?
It was my first ITB.
I've never personally been, but I've always heard it is a sight to be seen, and it's quite the global spectacle. What was your takeaway?
Largest travel conference in Europe, I believe. Absolutely all the players there from all the different categories, from flight and car and activities and hotels and vacation rentals. It takes probably a solid half an hour just to walk across the entire thing. It's absolutely enormous. And I mean, the great thing for me is like all of the major property managers of Europe are there. So we were able to get FaceTime with all of them, which was fantastic. And plus it's Berlin. So you never know what could happen.
We'll take that offline. I want to hear. Cool. Brandy, any other questions for Tim? Will?
No, I'm just excited. You know, we've personally in our company, we've kind of let Vrbo slide into the background a little bit, not on purpose, just because of the way our product is now. But I think it'll be exciting to see how things roll out in the coming year, because it was definitely we like the platform, and usually you say the guests are families a lot of the time, which we prefer. We're in the thralls of spring break right now, so kind of the opposite of that demographic. So I'm excited to see what you guys roll out in the next couple months.
Yeah, we're doing all the hard technology work.
Thank you.
To sell your 2 and 3 bedroom properties properly to families that will spend more and they'll book earlier. And they'll stay for longer, and they'll respect your property, unlike maybe some of your spring break guests.
Yeah, I love all of those things.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Excited for the moat differentiator, in the sense of not going a wide net. Vrbo focusing on this group core demographic is something that we like as well. It's a preferred channel for us. So really enjoy it.
Well, I've got one more for you, Tim. Airbnb has tried many tricks to get people to be fully exclusive with them. And some people, maybe obviously the shared spaces and stuff is exclusive to them by default, but you know, they've done things to lock in people on exclusivity for periods of time. Has Vrbo ever tried anything like this? Do you want
to? I think you use the word tricks, and we're certainly not going to use any tricks to do that. From what I found, the best way you make somebody exclusive is you fill their calendar. And our strategy is very clearly, it's like, we're going to fill your calendar. We're going to fill your calendar with better guests. And we're going to, as a website, we're going to have a lot of balance between travelers and partners in terms of policies. so that hopefully you choose to only work with us. Like that would be my hope. But like the first thing that we need to do is we need to deliver the bookings for you.
Yeah, that's good.
A great answer.
Are you still offering the boost for people that are ranked high? I forget what Airbnb's tags are, coming over and joining Vrbo for the first time?
So we do have the Fast Start program where effectively if you're a super host or you're on Airbnb and have a star rating, I believe, of over 4.3 stars, we use the signal that you are a good property, and we make sure that you get off to a fast start on our platform as well.
Awesome. So anyone who's just listing on Airbnb, diversify.
Yeah, 100%.
Hey, I'm just saying, Airbnb is a great company, but we have a traveler that we've discussed on this podcast that you might prefer. So
it doesn't get you in the news.
Yeah, for the bad news at least.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us today, Tim.
Awesome to see you guys.
Yeah, seriously. And for all of our live viewers, thank you for tuning in. For anyone listening, please check out all the things in the show notes. We'll make sure that you have all the details there. And we'll see you guys again next week.